Bad, 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 bad. I have been waiting for this bed since, oh, I don't know what time is it. Oh, fucking hell. 4:30 in the morning, really? It took half an hour for us to get our friends out of this house. Why are we friends with these people? Oh, sure. Okay. Good banter. That's the basis of a good friendship, I suppose. You're a weird man. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. You're right. I may be drunk, but I'm also tired. So, yeah. I'm just fine. Just lying here and not trying to walk to the living room. I'm pretty sure I've left my phone, possibly my dignity. I mean, we don't know yet, but I think it's all in there. It's all in that room. You're a cheeky cat. Shut up. No. Shut up. I wasn't going to slap you. What sort of person do you think I am? Do you know what? No. No answering. I've had enough of cheek tonight. Instead, I just want to cuddle. And I want to go to sleep. Yeah. Half an hour, really. I think it was worse though, because Charlie definitely couldn't find his coat, and I mean, who leaves their coat in the kitchen? He wasn't even in the kitchen the entire night. So how the fuck did his coat get there? I don't know. The magical traveling coat. Fucking hell. Where do we find these people we call friends? I mean, they're not the messiest of people though, so I don't really mind. It could be so much worse. No. We're not doing the washing up anytime until, I don't know, tomorrow dinner time. I think we're gonna need some recovery time. And I think we're definitely gonna contribute to, you know, helping the planet and all that by the amount of sheer recycling we're gonna do with all those cans. Yeah. I mean, how many beers did you have? No. You did not just have a few. You took a six pack out there, and I don't think you should. No. You don't share. You don't even share with me sometimes, and it's just rude. But I kind of, I've accepted it. It's who you are. Yeah, you're damn straight, I wouldn't. It's my bottle of rum, and it was mine the entire night. And I bought it for me, and no, nobody was having a drink out of it. They could look, I mean, the bottle is just so beautiful, but no, no drinks. Though I think rum will be my downfall. Yeah. I think it's going to be the cause of my headache tomorrow. It was a good party, though. I mean, we're not exactly the most extroverted people in the world, but we did not bad. Yeah. Though, I mean, you didn't see the worst of it. No, you didn't. So, you were out with a few of the guys, and you must have been talking about, like, the rugby or something, or, whatever accumulator you had on at the bookies, the stuff I'm not gonna hear you out on sometimes, because you just get far too statistical about it. I know, I'm surprised I even managed that word. I mean, tiredness and drunkenness is a bad combination, but I can say long words, apparently. Hidden talent. Oh, thank you. Good to know somebody's proud of me. I'm not even proud of myself right now. So yeah, you were out, and we had the karaoke set up, and we had our usual. I mean, it didn't quite beat our mass sing along to Bohemian Rhapsody, but there were some good singers. I mean, Emma really needs to quit singing "My Heart Will Go On," but she tries. I mean, bless her, she tries. And she can carry a tune. Mark, on the other hand, I mean, whoever gave him that microphone, I'm banning them from every party we ever hold ever again. Because, I mean, oh my God. What did he sing? Oh, singing's a strong word, babe. Singing's a very strong word. But I think he sang Country Roads. I mean, that's what the backing song and the lyrics were meant to be. Well, he sang. Fuck knows. It was so painful. Like, my ears have never heard such. Oh, I can't even describe it. And yet, you never got to hear a single note of Mark's beautiful, angelic voice. You missed out. You missed out big time. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was he saying? Yeah, I did. I noticed that Stuart brought his girlfriend. I was kind of hoping he wouldn't. I did hear stories about how she was with exes, and she's got a reputation and a half, but you know, these sort of things, they, you hear about them and then you actually meet the person and it turns out they're actually all right. It's just, you know, everybody else that's the problem. But no, I can safely say she's the problem. She is the problem. No way. He can't though. Stuart doesn't have it in him to dump her. He's just not that kind of guy. I know that, but that means he's gonna have to like keep going out with her until she gets bored or he convinces her to dump him. And I don't see either happening right now because she seems so obsessed with him. Because she told me. I know. I didn't engage her in conversation. No. No, I didn't start it. She spoke to me. And I was being nice. And yeah, she unfortunately has quite a preoccupation with a certain part of his anatomy, and my God. I mean, I've known Stuart, I don't know, as long as I've known you. Yeah, because I met you and pretty much got to know your friends straight away as well. Yeah. I guess so. But, you know, knowing Stuart for that long, how to word that? My brain's getting fuzzy, babe. I really, you know what? Fuck it, I'll go crass then. I don't want to hear about my friend's cock while I'm trying to have a good time at a party with my friends. Yes, she did. Multiple times. I mean, she's. To say she's a handful is like the understatement of the century. She's, I mean, technically she's not going out with Stuart. I'm just saying that now. She is going out with his dick. And, oh, I mean, no. It's just so much, just TMI. Please never, never. Allow me to invite her to a party. Like, even if this becomes like the joke that never ends and they end up getting married or something, or you know, like if we get married and they turn up to the wedding, like she's not coming. She's never, just no. Nobody wants to know. Babe, no. No, I'm not recalling what the fuck she told me about him. Babe, that's sick. And I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna take mental notes because you're gonna wind him up about it now. You're gonna wind him up about his girlfriend and he's gonna get really sheepish because he can't dump her. I'm so glad that we don't have to deal with them 24/7. Like, man. I do worry about him, you know. He doesn't like hurting people, but I mean, she's just how does he live with her? How does he deal with the constant messages? And I mean, probably TMI, but I don't expect sex to be very good. No, I think she'd be more obsessed with staring at herself in the mirror. Oh, sorry. Is that nasty? Look, I have all the time in the world, but there's just some people who just irritate the fuck out of me. I think she was annoying our friends as well. Just as well, she wanted to do karaoke, and she was so adamant that she was gonna do "Dirty" by Christina Aguilera, and I mean, just no. So instead, you missed this. It was brilliant. So instead, Matt, he took the microphone and he stuck on "Total Africa." Yeah. See, I could have called you in because I know you're. That's like a beacon for you. Like you need to hear that song, but I just kind of was standing there, and I was just so amazed. I was amazed by his just, you know, what you call it, his, that's it, babe, his initiative. Like, he saw that she was going to irritate the fuck out of everyone, and he just went no, and he grabbed the mic, and it could have been in slow motion. Like, I'm not even kidding. And I mean, she cringed at "Total Africa," which I mean is just fucking ironic considering that she was about to do Christina Aguilera's "Dirty." Like, I don't get her. I hate her. I hate her so much. Can we, like, do, like, dump her on behalf of him or something? And then we just have another house party and just have it properly, like, all out karaoke and food and booze and. Yeah. We'd still have the half hour trying to get him out the door, aren't we? I don't know. I guess it's worth it. Yeah. Well, it's worth it because after all that, it's nearly 5 o'clock in the morning, and I get to just go back into bed next to you and just be grateful that I managed to find someone at least that bit weird as me. But still, you know, able to be normal. You know what I mean? Like, normal to everyone else, but, you know, fucking weird anyway. I'm not making any sense, am I? That's big. Okay, how about I just say this then? Because whatever my brain's like right now, I can think this up. I love you. And I love the fact that my friends and your friends get on so well that we can have a big party together. And I love the fact that you wouldn't hang around trying to pick up cans and do washing up and just, you know, trying to tidy up when you clearly can't stand straight. And instead, you get everyone out the door and you come to bed with me just to lie and cuddle. Maybe other things. Yeah, I love you. I love you because you accept that there's gonna be points I'm gonna be drunk, and I'm not gonna forget words, and I'm gonna, I don't know, go stupid for a few hours, and it's fine. Because I'll pay for it tomorrow morning. I totally will. But then I'll be back to normal in the afternoon. To talk sense. Almost. And maybe I'll remember what happened tonight. Maybe I won't. And maybe I'll stop hating on his girlfriend, or maybe I won't. Time will tell. What? Can do that. I know you were sloppy, okay? I'm not exactly coordinated to kiss you, okay? Okay. Oh. I'm better at cuddling you. I don't have to do anything. I just need to look up at you. You and your whole smart look. What I mean? I mean this. That beard. And sometimes you wear glasses, and sometimes you don't. And sometimes you say lots of long words, and sometimes you don't. And you know a lot more about subjects I just know nothing about. And probably would if I picked up a book, but nah. You look good, babe. You look very good. Very, very good. Sure. I'll scratch your beard again, ready? You're like a dog. Like, I fully expect your leg to start like kicking. And you're adorable. You're adorable. I know I called you smart as well. You can be many things, and you are. More importantly, your mind, though. And I'm very, very, very lucky for that. And I get to just hold you and go to sleep. And you're still gonna tolerate me when I'm cranky. I'm hungover. I love you.